Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about the anime called Blood Sea.
Blah, blah, blood.
Blah, blah, blood. But before that, and for the pre-show, we were actually talking about space-age tires and food in general. Just how much we love it, the types of food we eat, and how picky Rick actually is when it comes to food.
Surprisingly, when you see my girlish figure.
I know, right? So, if you want to be a part of that wonderful conversation that we live stream every week, or even just hear that conversation in general, just $1 a month, I'll actually get you that. And we put it out every single week. So, Blood was 12 episodes long. It came out in July 2011, ran all the way through September 2011. Producers for it were Aniplex, Dwango, and I'm not even going to bother trying to say the last one, with a studio of Production IG, and the source for it was a manga, and the genres are action, mystery, horror, supernatural, vampire, and school.
Vampire, really?
Yes. You didn't get that? I got that like episode one.
I felt like that's what it should have been, but more like monster on monster kind of thing. I assumed vampire with the eyes and whatnot, but they never said it, so I was curious.
Well, they definitely heavily pointed towards that as well. And vampire in general is not something that is truly classified for something attacking a human. I mean, like a vampire could be anything that sucks the blood of another animal or survives off of
vampire,
it.
Vampire bat. Okay. Understandable.
So, I mean, they definitely kept true to that. You know, I'm not gonna harp on that too much, but at least that's
don't knock until you try. No.
Yeah.
Lots of other things to harp on. Lots of other things. Overall, not a bad anime. Really botched the ending. I expected it to be more than what it was. I expected a cleaner ending. I expected when I hit episode 12 that there would be an episode 13. Or at least a season 2 and less than the last 10 years, you know?
Yeah, and I actually agree with you a lot there. When it finally reached episode 12, I felt like I was missing an episode 13 because that's how they left it. That's how they ended it. It definitely ended on a, there should be one more episode note, and there was no one more episode note, like at all. In fact, how it actually ended, at least how our main protagonist, anyways, ventures off into the sunset, Saya, Tokyo Raven, the eye patch going off into the sunset. It was like very, very Tokyo Raven-esque to me.
Did we review Tokyo Raven?
Yes. That's how much of an impression I left on you.
Yeah, no, I'm like, it's very vague in my head. I'm going to have to look that up now because...
Yeah, it was 4 weeks ago.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did we? Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. So that's how much of a wonderful impression that it left on you.
I'm pretty sure I gave it a high score.
Pretty sure you did too.
Why? I swear you erase my memory somehow every episode.
That's what I do. So Blood Sea, it's also one of the title. It's actually one of varying titles. There's actually a lot of other blood fill in the blank out there. So yeah, Blood Sea, Blood Plus, Blood the Last Vampire, which I actually have seen Blood the Last Vampire, if I remember correctly. But you also have Blood Sea the Last Dark, Blood Sea None, and then you have Blood Sea Special, and it's an adapt.
Now, are they related, you think? Like part of the same universe?
I would assume so. I would actually assume that they are at least loosely related.
Because if they are, that would make perfect sense if Blood Sea was a prequel of sorts. Very similar to the Star Wars franchise, where they did middle, end, and then the beginning.
Maybe. You know what I mean? But you know what? At the same time, I don't really think they are. And that's something I'll have to look into. And I'll actually probably post this in the Discord as well once I read up on a little bit more. Because I remember seeing a Blood the Last Vampire. And it had nothing to do with monsters like this at all, or them eating monsters or drinking the bloods of monsters. They were actually a vampire killing vampires type thing.
Okay. So no elder barons.
No.
And for the record, for the longest time, I thought they said elder berries. And I'm like, what? Huh?
I kept thinking elder brains.
Elder brains. They're old and they think.
Right. So the premise for it is unique. I'll give it that. And
yeah,
it did have a mystery-esque type feel to it. And it had some overarching undertones for it, where they kind of really brought it in together. So how it starts off, the acting in general for all the people, everyone, with the exception of maybe Saya, hers was the only one that wasn't actually that bad, and for a good reason.
Yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop. I was expecting it to be just bad as far as casting choices goes, or just didn't quite fit, you know?
Right. And I loved that how they brought it in, how they brought it all together, redeemed it. So how it starts off, basically Saya is going to school, daily life, and at night she's like Batman. She goes out, defeats these elder brains or elder berries.
Yeah.
And every night she goes out there, she does that. And then the next day she goes to school. Any injuries or scratches, marks, or anything like that disappear relatively quick. And she's also every morning going to a cafe where Fumito, one of the other main characters, gives her coffee, makes her breakfast, gives her favorite treat every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it's like portrayed, hey, this is just how life is. We just have one of these. And they even talk about it, like her friends at school, friends, and I'm going to use air quotes with that, friends say, we only have one cafe. We only have one shop. We only have one bakery. We only have one fill in the blank, just one. And you're like, well,
and then they got twins.
Yeah. And then they have twins. And it all makes sense
at the end.
Yeah. And this is one of the very few ones where mystery, I feel, really does fit, because then it starts playing a trick on you as the story progresses, as she's going on, because you start seeing, well, she's at a table, and then that's it. You just see a quick flash of her at a table. And then you can kind of tell that it's Fumito talking.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, is that really him? I mean, like, is her mind just like, is this going to be like a, what is it? You remember the Buffy the Vampire Slayer series, right?
Yeah. Who doesn't? Yeah.
Okay. The episodes where she's like basically trading in between reality and her own mind's trying to cope with what's going on, and she's actually in a mental institution.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I thought it was going to be like that type of situation.
Really?
That's where I thought it was going to go. So she's at a table. She's got the chains and everything like that. They didn't show her back. And then when they showed her back having the blood drained, it was like, oh, okay. So it's not going to be a situation like that where her mind's just trying to cope with her being captured or in an institution.
Tortured.
Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, the way I saw that was just a duality, a different personality, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel right from the beginning because she was too cheery. The voice actress they had, amazing voice. No music to go behind it typically, but she was able not only to carry a tune, but hit higher notes. And it was nice. Like, I thoroughly impressed just by the talent of that voice actress. That said, I felt more Tokyo Ghoul-esque type of things, especially with the coffee and the little treats that were supposedly reminiscent of a kiss and or human organs. And when the dude was like, this is a popular dessert, you're gonna love it, you need more coffee, you need more coffee, you need more coffee, here, let me stop by your house and give you more coffee, that was suspect as all heck. So I figured Tokyo Ghoul style that she was a ghoul of sorts. They were using her ghoul powers to protect a village unsuccessfully, I might add. But in the coffee, the way that the coffee was made, it contained bits and pieces of either human or ghoul. I was right on that point, at least to a certain extent. Human or ghoul, or elder baron, if you will. And it was a very key point that she has to consume it without realizing what's going on. because she's fighting for, she's fighting in a war she knows, she's unaware that is being waged, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense, but I don't think there was ghoul blood inside.
Oh, no, there was never any ghoul blood in the coffee.
No, was, or in those. And the reason why said
it was, I say flesh that, instead?
No, no, no. I don't think there were any elderberries in there at all. In fact, and the reason why I say that is because whenever she drank the blood, right, that's when her memory would start to come back.
See, I thought that too, but at the very end, the guy said that he made the dessert with the elderberries that, that were fallen the previous night, for her victims the previous night. Yeah, it was weird.
See, I don't remember that. I remember him saying that he made it specific for her. I don't remember it being like from the Elder Barons. And the reason why I say this, and the reason why I'm not saying you're right, or I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. And because
it was in the last episode, right? When, like, he was saying that it tasted like the texture is supposed to be human organs.
Its texture is reminds you that of a human organ, right? Or it's supposed to be like that of a human organ. But the reason why I say that is because every time she drinks the blood of it, she would regain her memories. And part of the deal was, she wanted to be able to kill humans. So if she proved to keep, basically stay the course, she would be able to kill kill humans, because she can't. And so what I'm thinking happened is, and he's probably using the victims' leftovers, the leftovers of the victims, not elderberries, victim, for it, because they didn't show up. Until those things didn't start showing up, until there were humans that were being killed. So she didn't have any the first time. But after there were people that were killed the second time or third time, and there were human remains, that's when those actually started appearing.
So you think he said that it was human organs, and I think that he was saying it was elderberry organs.
Right.
Okay.
Because he said he wanted to...
Did you watch in subbed or dubbed?
Subbed.
I watched it in dubbed, so it could just be a mistranslation.
Like, as with most things. So, in the last episode, and this is one of the things that kind of, like, really upsets me about it. In the last episode, a lot happens. There's a lot that just gets thrown at you in the last episode.
Stupid busy. I was watching with my girl, and she comes in and goes, "What episode are you on?" I'm like, I don't know. 4 or 5, I think. Episode 7. She goes, "Wow, episode 7. What happened?" I go, "Not much."
Right.
You can start here and still not miss anything.
Right. And I get why they were kind of doing that. They wanted to help build the suspense, because there were, like, some small points while it was happening where it helps build up to the climactic ending. However,
but that makes perfect sense on a 24 episode run.
Exactly. Not a 12 episode, and not that slow. I mean, like, they could have probably even taken the last one and broken up into 2 episodes. And
I would prefer if they did.
Yeah, it would have been way better. But
now, if it made sense, if what we were talking about before, Blood Sea, was a precursor to another show, you know what I mean?
Yes,
that would be amazing as a prequel. Yes, it was super slow to begin with. I understand you got to fill a season up. However, that was a perfect jumping off point for a kick ass backstory for a show.
Right.
Or better yet, if you want to just make it an isolated incident, one more episode to resolve all of the potential questions, rather than go, "Hey, we just gave you 11 boring chapters, 10 and a half boring chapters, and 1.5 kick-ass episodes," with the finale being presented to you with a curtain covering a screen door that you open and says, "If."
Yeah.
And that's your ending.
Right.
And oh, dear Lord, the gore. So again, episode 7 is when you really start to see, like, the gore come in.
That's when you start seeing the fruits of your labor come in. That's when you start seeing your patience for the last 7, 8, 9 episodes start to pay off. Like, oh,
well, when somebody dies, you typically have just pieces of them remain. Right.
Right.
When episode 7 hits, the head gets destroyed. And all that's left is a bloody stump and esophagus and little sinews poking out of this bloody stump. And you're like, the detail there is spot on. And I love it. I love it. But the only reason I loved it was because something finally happened. They showed you what happened and what the issue was and the danger of it all. But one thing I didn't understand is her father, Daya's father, was able to make her go to sleep.
Hypnotism was a part of it. So it's not that he made her go to sleep. She was already under a hypnotic under hypnosis. So it just made it easier for her or for them to actually control her.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, a big plot point that was real slow build that just fizzled horribly, in my opinion, was I think it was the Shoville, the treaty between man and Elderberry. Do you remember what that was called? It was show something. It was Shoville.
So I know what you're talking about. I'm having a hard time remembering. I mean, like, that's how much of an impact that made on me. They kept referring to honor the covenant. And that's what they just kept repeating.
They named it a few times, maybe two or three times in 12 episodes.
Right.
But this covenant they were speaking of is the humans were getting murked so bad. And the Elder Barons were like, we got to eat. So we're going to eat. And there's really nothing you can do to kill me. And then Saya comes along and she feeds on the Elder Baron. And the covenant that has been made was that if the humans simply sacrifice a certain amount of the population, no randos got to die.
Right.
Seems pretty fair in their twisted logic, you know?
Right.
But which 12? Maybe if you bred these, or which 12? Which to sacrifice? Now, maybe if you bred these people specifically for the sacrifice, keeping them basically like livestock rather than people. So brain dead, the technology's there just to have meat bags. People suffered cardiac arrest, keep them alive as far as the body goes, but brain dead, that kind of thing. It's a humane, in my opinion, way to save most of the population. Someone drives down the road, car accident, they're dead. There's no way. Their body, their heart's still beating, but it's just a neurological thing. Their brain's dead. Then, yeah, you can keep the body alive until sacrifice time, essentially, right?
Basically, yeah.
In theory. So
one would hope. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, at that point, it becomes like, you know, should this happen? Should that happen? At what point? You know, it becomes a more moral concern. And
yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm just trying to think, what would be the moral way to sacrifice a bunch of people? And there is no moral way. But
well, exactly. There is no moral way to sacrifice people. But you know what? It's it is what it is.
It's a cruel world, baby. Especially in this one. Dear Lord, you saw how the last one beast killed an entire village, basically?
Right? Yeah. And the people that were just leaving didn't even care. They were actually shooting the people for him.
Yeah. Get off the fence.
Well, you know, they got to make sure no one escapes, right?
Right. And then they shoved everyone in a bag. And this thing decided to, after the bag was full of maybe 45 people, I'm just guessing, one of the other monster's hands turns into a blender and he just makes a stew, soupy, like coffee. He made coffee out of people. Got a coffee grinder and that was his hand. Just soupy goodness for everyone to just gorge on. Dude, is that what? That'd be kind of creepy if you had a bag of beans and you just took one scoop out and the rest of the beans had to watch their bean friends just be demolished and add water. And you're like, like, you're drinking our comrades.
You're right.
And then you look at them and go, delicioso.
Oh, so delicioso. It was great.
You're next.
So
the fear makes it taste better.
No, it doesn't. The fear really doesn't make it taste better. It doesn't make it taste better at all.
Oh, goodness.
But
yeah, so
that's
there was a few other things. So the biggest plot point was all the people in the village were there as actors, either paid or extras. The extras were not saved at all. When they died, they legitimately died, which is why you have certain dialogue of, it wasn't supposed to be this way. They told us it wasn't going to happen this way. And they die. And you get no answers for that. And I made you think, if you're paying attention.
Go ahead. That's the other thing, right? Is in the show or in the subs, they didn't say that. In fact, they didn't even say it was supposed to be this way. They just,
fishermen?
Yeah. They were just saying in the series, which is why it made it even bigger of a mystery, is that people were just like coming out and they're like, what the hell is that? What's going on? Why is this happening? And then they'd be killed.
Oh.
But.
Okay. Yeah. And the dub, they're like, it wasn't supposed to be this way. They didn't tell us this would happen. And then they died. And then, yeah. And then you find out that everyone in the main cast, quote unquote, all of her friends, even though they all just died in a gruesome manner, somehow they just reappeared. Yeah, we have to body double step in. We ran away. Where?
Well, it's not when? Body double step in, per se. They had these charms that would switch with a body double when they were about to die. And so that's why they were able to live. And that's why they showed the charms. But that's also when they get screwed over, is because he said, what's his name? Fumito says, you only got to die once because, hey, you're not supposed to be ever seen again anyways.
Yeah, all the charms I gave you after that are all fake.
Yep.
And you, Miss Stupidly Hot Teacher, who's always wearing lingerie with a lab coat, you never had one to begin with. You never had a good charm. So if you died, it was just going to be unfortunate. Well, darn.
He also knew that she would betray him. He actually counted on her betraying him, which she did.
Yeah, she did. And everywhere had cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was a legitimate Truman Show, but supernatural, and people died.
What's interesting is Itsuki, one of her quote-unquote friends, actually did start to like her, and he died at the end.
That felt so forced, though.
It Dear did Lord. Feel so forced, but the whole time everything felt forced anyway, so it really fit with it being forced. But I wouldn't be surprised. Hang on. I wouldn't be surprised if he's actually not dead, though.
You're right. He was only riddled with about 4,500 bullets throughout every inch of his body, through his brain. His face literally missed chunks. I paused. I checked. His head was missing chunks.
His head wasn't missing chunks.
And when they're shooting him, you see like an explosion come off the top of his head where it goes red and there's a cavity there. But when you fast forward, that's his head.
No, that's hers.
No, his head.
I can guarantee you that's hers.
No, I know what you're talking about. When
she jumps at the plane. The helicopter.
When she gets her head blown apart, but he gets his head blown apart by the Uzi, not a handgun.
No, because he was talking to her at the very end.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's inconsistent. Because when you see him getting shot, there's two different scenes. There's two different scenes back to back where he's getting shot up, like riddled with bullets. And the very next scene, he's on his back, right?
Sure.
Like you pause it and like,
Great.
I was paying attention like super hard because I wanted to make this point. But when the next scene, he's like, no injury to his face. No injury from, like, I would say middle chest up. And yet, again, riddled with bullets. And he's like, I loved you. Something changed. And I felt it was real. Sure, buddy. Sure.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Sad. Sad, but true. Sad, but no. So if he's still alive, I will be.
Well, his head isn't damaged. So you never know. So this again, just really hammers away how much actually went on in the last like episode.
They made us suffer through all that, and there was not even any fan service.
I don't even care about the fan service.
I don't either. I typically dislike it, but in this much of a nothing,
you liar.
No. I feel that fan service, like the beach episode, usually is very monotonous and it's a skippable episode because nothing ever happens there.
Okay.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion.
However, rephrase this. The fan service for shows that are not meant to be fan service are ones that you don't like.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, yeah. 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 Okay. So, fair point, sir. Fair point. But they didn't even do that here. And in this much of a nothing from episode 1 to 7, if they'd have just thrown a random fan service beach episode in there, it still would have sucked, but it would have sucked less because you're like, okay, I can skip this one. But well, everyone
they did technically skip it. It was only 12 episodes long, so they didn't even bother throwing that in there for you to skip.
Right? But I would have known that. Here's the thing. This is just me, and I'm guilty of it often, more often than not. Whenever I start to see a beach episode, I just jump to the next one. Like, it's a time saver for me. If I'm not invested, if the story is just dragging on, I can just skip one episode. So I have one less to deal with. And here they just wouldn't even give me that.
As with most other things, they refuse to give you what you need and desire. The true craving of it all.
Give me cartoons. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire.
Yeah, right? Okay. All right. Well, I mean, honestly, anymore with this, we're just going to end up beating a dead horse to a bloody pulp. So,
which they also did do.
Yes. Not literally. Not literally.
Yeah.
So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
Can I rate part of it? Because there was a good part.
No, you can't. Just got to rate it all, man. Rate it together. Rate it together.
I don't know that when he was pouring that coffee, God, it looked good.
You don't even drink coffee.
No, I don't. But that style of having it steep like that. I've had one cup of coffee that way before with Kahuna coffee from Hawaii. Oh, so good. So rich in flavor. All right. Let's see. If nothing else, the graphics were better than I was expecting. The voice acting, also good. The music, we didn't touch on that. There was some music in there that really made the ambient feeling really good. And it was kind of horror. It was kind of gory horror, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the genre for it was horror. You know, man, we're going through more horror than we did in October. So how about we...
I know. I made a promise on this next one because I mentioned Tokyo Ghoul. And my girl's like, I don't think I've ever seen that. And I'm like, you're going to watch it next time because it's next week's episode.
Well, there you
go. Yeah, I was going to say. So a scale of 1 to 10. If there's an extra season coming, which I highly doubt because it's 10 years old, or if it's a prequel, it gets a 6 to 7. If there isn't, it gets a straight 4 because I feel like it's a waste of time.
The sequel would be Blood Sea, The Last Dark,
the movie,
right, which came out in 2012.
I didn't watch that, so if there is a you're sure that's a sequel?
That's what it's listed as the main character in there. Granted, she doesn't look exactly the same, but it has the same character. It has Fumito in it. It has a lot of other characters that are in there in it.
We'll have to watch it maybe watch that in a few weeks or so. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna go, because there is a sequel and I have not watched it, I'm going to go 5.
Makes me worried about it, though, because it's not based off the manga. It's an original work of art.
Oh, 4.
Okay. I'm going to match you on that. I'm going to match you on that. I'm going to give it a 4. The ending kind of really redeemed it for me. The mystery portion of it really, really made it a little bit more enjoyable. Made the bad acting at the beginning make sense. So it wasn't just bad acting for the sake of bad acting. It was bad acting because it was meant to be bad acting.
I can see that.
And the music when it's supposed to be there is very well done. And it definitely does a really good job leading you down the path that you need to. I just don't like that they crammed so much into the last two episodes. And I don't like that they just left it open the way they did.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't care less if it was a happy ending or if everyone wins or anything like that. You know, the normal American, you know, movie style ending. Yeah. Like, everyone wins. Happy ending. Good guy always wins. I don't care. I don't care if Fumito came in at the very last second and killed her, and then that's how it ended. It would have been an ending. Yeah. It would have closed it up.
I just wish it didn't make me think there was another episode coming.
Right. Right. All right. Okay. But
the way it ended, you're like, next episode on? No.
No. So, okay.
So next week is my choice. And as I mentioned before, I'm choosing season 1 of Tokyo Ghoul.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah. One of my favorites. I absolutely adore, love, desire for more of Tokyo Ghoul. Okay. And gory. It's gory and just so delectable.
Perfect.
With a good story, I feel.
It is not a long one either. It's only 12 episodes long, too. So.
Ooh, I like that.
Season one's only 12 episodes long. Action, mystery, horror, psychological, supernatural, drama, setting.
Okay. I like it. I can deal with it.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you enjoyed this week's choice. If you want to reach out to us, we have a link for you in the Discord. Feel free to leave comments on YouTube. We also post our videos up on there. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a rating, review, like, what have you, wherever you happen to listen to us. If you feel like this show is worth a dollar, go to patreon.com/featureanimepodcast. Feel free to go there. We do have bonus content that comes out every week with our episodes. Like I was saying in the very beginning, we were talking about the new space age tire, an actual tire that is used on the Mars rover is going to be used on a bicycle. And we'd also talked about food in the pre-content. Mm-hmm. So feel free to join us in there. And you could also reach out to us at featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick.
Yeah, you got nothing, huh?
No, I was I'm not gonna say you called me out, but I was gonna leave it at the same kind of ending we had with Blood Sea.
Well, there you go.
A non-ending. Anyway, I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.